morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I love that enthusiasm. It just touches my heart. Welcome to Bethany United Methodist Church. As we gather today in God's house, let us leave fear behind and seek joy and peace instead. We can rely on the same promise that Jesus made his disciples before he was crucified. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. That's in John 16:33, one of my new favorite verses, by the way. Please join me in prayer. Let's bow our heads and take a deep cleansing breath and go before our Father. Good morning, Father. We're so glad to be here together to worship you. We just pray right now that our praise and worship glorifies you and that you feel touched and that just brings such a smile to your face, Father. Thank you for your mercy, your forgiveness, and your grace. And forgive us for anything that we have done or said that grieves you, Lord. Every soul here has his or her own joys, cares, or concerns. Please, Father, open all of our hearts and minds to your will and direction. Please fill us, Holy Spirit. Fill us to overflowing. For it is in the holy name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now, let's all stand as we're able. We're going to start our singing time with Open Up the Heavens.
In your name, calling out to you. Your presence like a fire, awakening desire will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart and filling every part of our frame. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the skies. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, the mighty river flowing from your heart and filling every part of our frame. Yes, open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart and filling every part of our praise. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory.
Yeah. next two songs are found in the United Methodist hymnal. They're number 419, I Am Thine, O Lord, and number 472, Near to the Heart of God. And we're just going to sing two verses of each one. Okay, I have a question for you. Do you need God?
Yes.
Now, I don't mean do you know from reading scripture and coming to church that you need God. I mean, do you need God? Think about that a moment. That is why we need to draw nearer to God. We need to need him. Not just when things are bad and tough. We need to need him for everything, every moment of every day. And I confess, I do a lot of, hey, I got this, Lord. You know what I mean? This is cake, I got this. No, that's not enough. He wants it all. You hear me? He wants it all. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Yes. I have started asking God to please bring me back to him because I've gotten so distracted by what's going on in the world around me. And it's easy to do. I mean, I've got a grandson who talks all the time, and I can easily just get drawn into the conversations and forget my focus. You know what I'm saying? Like prayer time, devotion time, I've got to make that time for him. So if I have to get up an hour earlier, I'm going to have to get up an hour earlier to make that happen because I need to need him. So I'm talking about craving his presence more than chocolate or pizza. Amen? Yes. So I want us to think about how God wants us to act or think as we sing our next song. Picture yourselves sitting at his feet, just telling him, Lord, I need you.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you.
Focuses on how to pray for our children as they go back to school.
Take a moment, folks. Sorry. Thank you, God, for the gift of education, for our children's desire to learn and grow, for friends who have similar interests but who challenge them in new ways too. We pray their educators are inspired and energized every day by their calling. We pray this year would be led by you. Each day they would step through the door you open. Keep them safely protected, and may you bless them with opportunities to be a light to others as they learn more about you. We ask for wisdom and strength to raise them up in the purpose and plan you have for them, and the truth of your word. Amen.
Amen. And now, let's take a moment to greet one another.
Hand me that book over there. Thank you. Now I know how to get everybody how to deal with the all the commotion that goes on when we greet our neighbors. I'm just going to go and talk to somebody until everybody is quiet, and then I'll come, and that way I don't have to break up the party. It's good to see you all here today. I have another little story I would like to read to you all from this beginner's Bible. Somebody told me they had one of these at home. Was it one of you all that told me you had this book at home?
One? I don't have those books.
You don't have this one?
I just have other ones.
Yeah. Other Bibles or other books?
Other books.
Yeah. I've got a lot of other books too. This is a really good one. You should, all of you all should tell your mom and your dad to buy you one of these, because this is a great Bible to start out with. It's called The Beginner's Bible, Timeless Children's Stories, and it's got great pictures in it. And so I want to read the story. The story is pretty short, but it's got good pictures, and I'll show them to you while we're reading it. So this is a story called The First Church, and it comes from the book of Acts in the Bible. So it's called The First Church, and you can see the people there in the church? You see the people? Yeah? It says, the new believers studied with...
I saw God on there.
You saw God on there?
Yeah, when I was starting.
Really? That's cool. That's awesome. The new believers studied with the disciples. They studied. That sounds like they were going to school, doesn't it? So they were learning things with the disciples, Jesus' good friends. And they learned many things about God and about God's plans. And then it says, they prayed together. See? See them praying together? See them praying together, just like we pray together. And they sang songs and praised God, just like we did. Yeah? And they ate meals.
Oh, we eat meals at our house.
Yeah. Yeah. And they celebrated the Lord's Supper together, which is kind of like what we did a couple weeks ago when we all sort of ate a meal together here.
Yeah.
And they shared everything that they had with each other. Isn't that interesting? They shared everything. And God, it says, added more and more believers to the church every day. Every day the church was growing and getting bigger. And there's a picture of Jesus and the disciples, I think, having a meal together. See that?
I have a Thomas book.
A Thomas book?
Yeah.
Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah.
Oh, man, those are cool. But that's the end of the story. See, I told you it was a short story. Yeah. But let's pray. Let's have a prayer together. You want to? Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. thank you for this church, and we thank you for the opportunity to be here to worship you. And Lord, we thank you most importantly, Lord, this morning, we thank you for these children. We thank you for the opportunities that they have to learn about you and to grow closer to you. And we ask that you give us, as the church and the congregation, give us the wisdom that we need to help these young people grow into being the disciples that you want them to be. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you guys can go back to your seats now. Thanks for coming up.
Today's scripture reading comes from Colossians 1, verses 3 through 12. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope led up for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word of the truth in the gospel that has come to you, just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world. So it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learn from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and he has made it known to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will and the spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. As you bear fruit in every good work, as you grow in the knowledge of God, may you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share the inheritance of the saints in the light.
I don't think I'm using this, but I'm going to put it up just in case you need to back me up. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
And what a great reading. It is time for the sermon, but I have a short sermon today, and so I'm going to do a couple of songs. I kind of feel like singing today, so I've asked Dale to come up and help me out. And I'm going to ask you all to help, too, if you know the songs. We haven't gotten to the level of where I'm getting these songs plugged into our video feed yet. I need to do that. Probably that's going to be, that's why you put that down there, so it'd pick up the guitar. Okay. Oh, yeah. He's a pro. This is a song which you all maybe have not heard, and you maybe have heard, but the chorus is so easy that I'm going to invite you to sing it with me. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. That's all there is to the chorus. You all have heard that before? Good. Y'all help me out then. The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. Let me hear you now. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Let me do the bridge. Name above all names, worthy of all praise, my heart will sing how great is our God. Do that one more time. Name above all names, worthy of all praise, my heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. One more time. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great. How great is our God. That's probably enough. I think one song's enough. Yeah. And I can preach now. Got to get myself fired up every now and then just to kind of... Thanks for the help on that. Appreciate it. That was unrehearsed. Dale was willing to do that without, on the spur of the moment. Will you all please pray with me? Lord, once again, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations and the understandings of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Lord, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I don't know if you all know that. I always pray that prayer before I preach, and it is actually scriptural. It comes from the book of Numbers, and it's so. I think it's a fitting thing for us to think about before we move into our time together of sharing God's word. The scripture reading today, which was read so eloquently. Was a very special scripture, and I hope you were listening and were able to hear. Part of it went like this: For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, as you bear fruit in every good work, and as you grow in the knowledge of God. Growing in the knowledge of God. That's one of my prayers for all of you. In the time that I have been with you all so far, in the short time I've been with you, we've already talked about growing a lot. We've talked about parables, about plants and seeds and vines. We've talked about spiritual disciplines which help us to be prepared to receive the seeds that God sends our way. We've talked about the five things that every Christian needs to grow. If you'll remember, if you recall, they were prayer, worship, Bible study, service, and stewardship. And if you'll recall, when we talked about that, I added fellowship with other Christians to that list. Because as I said then, we cannot be Christians in isolation. We depend on each other. Because together, we make up the body of Christ. And every part is important in the body of Christ. I don't know if you've ever had a conversation like this, but I don't know. I think I've had the conversation more than once where it goes something like this. I'll talk to somebody and I'll say, do you go to church? What church do you go to? I'm just curious, you know. I'm a pastor. I'm curious about those kind of things. And oftentimes somebody will say to me, and it doesn't always happen, but sometimes, and it's happened more than once, where somebody says, "Well, I'm a Christian, but I don't go to church. I don't need to go to church. I can be religious or spiritual without going to church." Have you ever heard anybody say that before? But brothers and sisters, there's something wrong with that way of looking at things. Because Christianity, our faith, is really all about relationships. It's about our relationship with God, our relationships with our fellow human beings, our neighbors, with a capital N. And more generally, it is about our relationship with all of God's creation. Amen? The cross is a great tool to help remind us about these relationships. I don't know if you've ever heard this analogy before, but I hope that if you haven't, you'll remember this. Maybe take something away from today. This might be the thing. I'm looking for where the cross is. It's up here. There's a cross up there. The cross is a reminder of a vertical relationship with God. That's our relationship with God. And our horizontal relationships, which is our relationship with our brothers and sisters, our neighbors. So the cross is always a reminder. Every time you see a cross now, you can be reminded about the fact that it's about our relationship, our vertical relationship with God, our horizontal relationships with each other, our neighbors, in God's creation. If you think about it, the six practices that we've been talking about are all about our relationships. Prayer is about maintaining that vertical relationship with God. Worship is about our relationship with God, but also it has to do with our relationship with each other, because it's something we do together. Bible study is about maintaining that vertical relationship, keeping open that channel to God. Service is about a horizontal relationship, serving each other, serving our fellow human beings. Stewardship is about our relationship with God. It's a vertical relationship. And fellowship, of course, is again about maintaining that relationship with each other. Just like these practices, the Ten Commandments are also guidelines for our relationships with God and with other people. The first five are all about maintaining our proper relationship with God. And the last five are all about maintaining proper relationships with our neighbors. You know, in the New Testament, Jesus said that all the law and the prophets can be summarized as love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. The law and prophets that Jesus is referring to here really is equal to the whole Old Testament, which is the story of God's special covenant with the Hebrew people. And the New Testament also is a story about a new covenant. It's the story that all of us as followers of Jesus Christ are a part of. Christianity, our faith that we share, is really all about relationships. I want to take some time to talk about each of these practices in more detail. So I'm going to, over the next few weeks, I'm going to just take each one and sort of break it down for you all and go into more detail and to try to kind of unpack some things about each one of these practices, which are very common, which all of us are familiar with. But I hope that maybe during the time as we share together, I can provide some new insights, maybe challenge you even to think out of the box a little bit, maybe to understand things in a different way, and also to provide some practical applications that you can actually use in your daily walk with Christ to help you to continue growing in the knowledge of God, and through this growth, to also grow in your relationship to God and to your neighbor. Amen. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you give us a part to play in our pilgrimage, in our journey with you. Help us to be open to new insights. Help us to be open to new callings. Give us the desire, Lord, to grow closer to you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. We are still continuing to receive our offering in the back of the sanctuary, in the narthex. It's a practice that we started during these strange times that we live in. You're invited to leave an offering on your way in or on your way out in the basket that's provided. But right now, I'd like to just take a moment to say a prayer over that offering. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all of our many blessings. Lord, we know that ultimately all that we have comes from you. And so today, Lord, we have brought back a small portion of all that you have blessed us with to bring glory and honor to your name, and to help build up the body of Christ. We ask that you give us the wisdom that we need to know best how to use these to fulfill your purposes in this world. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Continue to be in prayer together, and we will start by giving you opportunities to lift up any joys or concerns that you may have today that you'd like the congregation to be aware of. Anybody have anything special today?
Mom is home.
Yay. Mom is home. Carolyn is home. That's good news. What else? Yes.
My nephew Scott is still going through this chemotherapy and radiation and everything for his past week, and they had to put three steps in. So she seems to be doing really well now.
Thank you. So prayers for Scott and for Michelle. Yeah, thank you very much. Well, let us pray together, and we will close our prayer time together with the Lord's Prayer. Let us go to God in prayer. Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for all of our many blessings, for each breath which comes from you, for each day that you birth us into anew each morning, for food and shelter and clothing which you provide for us out of your abundance, for able bodies and willing hands and honest work, for family and friends and the joy of fellowship together, and for the church through which we are given a taste of your kingdom to come. We thank you for the good times when we are able to find rest in your peace. We thank you for the challenging and difficult times which help us to continue to grow into the image of Christ. And especially we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who we proclaim as our Lord and Savior. Lord, you have heard some of the joys and concerns of your people here this morning. We know that you are already at work in each person's life, that you know our needs better than we do ourselves. We ask for your blessing on those persons who have special needs at this time, for those suffering in mind or body, for those struggling with health issues, for those wrestling with grief, for those with difficult decisions to make. Be with them and keep them in your care. Guide us and watch over us and help us to do your will in the coming week. Help us to look for the Christ in the eyes of each person that we meet. Show us how to be the hands and feet of Christ in this community as we seek to spread the good news of your love, mercy, and forgiveness throughout this world. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. It is time for announcements, and I have one in particular that I would like to highlight. Next Sunday, we are planning to have what I would like to call a youth summit. And what it's going to be is a brainstorming session. We are inviting all of our youth in our church, grades 6 through 12, and friends, their friends, anybody who is interested in coming. We're going to get together, and I'm going to sit down with the youth and listen to them, not the other way around. I want to hear from our youth ideas about how we can have the best youth ministry and the things that will benefit them the most. So rather than us making it up and expecting them to fit in, I want to sort of break things open. I want to think of things out of the box and completely from scratch just sort of begin to think about how we can do youth ministry in a new way and in a new, exciting, and fresh way. So we're encouraging youth to come as well as parents. We're going to have a separate session for parents, a separate session for youth, and we're really just it's all going to be about listening to your ideas. So I want to encourage you to come, and know that I will have an open mind, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you all about the ways that we can do ministry that will be good for you all. Are there any other announcements? Yes, thank you. Next week, immediately following worship, probably about 15 minutes after we end our worship, because I'll have to, you know, get prepared, but we'll be meeting probably over in that, what's that room? What do you call that room over there across from the office?
Oh, the big classroom.
The big classroom across from the office, yeah. On the left, that's right. Other things that we need to lift up today? Thank you. Ice Cream Social on the 22nd. That is in the evening at 5:30? Something like that? Yeah, okay. Thank you. Anything else? Well, if not, I'm going to invite the musicians back up for our closing hymn.
And please stand as you're able. We're going to sing Love the Lord. And sing it like you mean it.
Your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will love you. I will
Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace, both now and in the life everlasting. Amen.